Cast.com. Call the show now at 623-242-CAST. That's 623-242-2278. Now, shut up, sit down, and listen to the damn show.
Hey, everybody. It is your favorite time of the week again. It's the GabCast. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Eddie Dean. We've got Jasmine, B-Dub, and back by popular demand, it is Pony Boy Sunset. What's going on, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
I have no internet.
And Jasmunda, before the show, or sometime today, I guess he lost his internet from home, so he's calling us on his Apple iPhone, I guess, right?
Yes.
Who makes the iPhone? What's the name of that company?
No one calls it the Apple iPhone.
Yeah, really.
Oh, is that a faux pas? Am I not supposed to say Apple iPhone?
It's almost like being redundant.
Well, if you guys would like to call the show tonight, the number is 623-242-2278. Again, that's 623-242-CAST. You know, Ponyboy, I forgot to ask you this last week, but I wanted to know, how did you come up with your name, Ponyboy Sunset? It's rather unusual.
And, okay.
So where did that come from?
Well, it's an old internet handle I had, and it comes from the book The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton. It's a novel about, let's see, how can I say this, 60s greasers?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the lead character is Ponyboy. He's a writer.
Stay golden.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly, B-Dub. So I decided to use that, but of course there were like a million other people who had the same great non-original idea. So a friend of mine decided to add the sunset on, and I've just gone by that forever. And everybody thinks I'm a guy, so it works in my favor.
It does. Unless you post your, what I'm seeing, your picture here on Skype. That's actually been posted on Belgab as your user avatar, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that's actually me.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are a vampire then?
Oh, those are just my teeth from last year. They look pretty good, though, considering they weren't that expensive.
Now, are those the type of teeth that you glue on to your canines, or is it like the old school vampire teeth that we used to put in as kids?
These ones, actually, you use dental adhesive. I know that's sexy. Jesus. But yeah, they like, and the ones I'm going to buy this year, because really I'm just going to do this forever. I wrote a book about vampires. Why should I dress up like anything else? It's the easy, lazy man's way. So I'm going to buy the ones where you mold them and they click onto your teeth. They, like, snap on.
You can spend a lot of money on those things, can't you?
Yeah, the ones I bought last year were, like, 10, and I think I'm going to opt for the $25 ones this year.
You know, go ahead, Jet.
Do they actually work as vampire teeth? Like, can you puncture someone's neck?
No, if I would have tried to bite somebody last year, they would have came out. Which, again, not sexy.
So they're hard. They're not like rubberized like they use in some of the movies.
No. They're like hard plastic.
Sexy. You know, yeah. I don't remember which movie this was, or maybe it was a documentary, but there was people doing body modifications, and one guy, you know, grinded all his teeth down to points, and, you know, it's just crazy. So that's what it reminded me of when I saw that picture there.
They're not real. And somebody, I sent a pic somebody on because they wanted to know what I looked like. You know, somebody I've been talking to for a while. And they're like, wow, so like, do you vampires have different sized teeth based on your age? They thought they were real. I'm like, no, they're not real.
So they thought you were a real life vampire, huh?
They did. They were becoming convinced. And I assure you, I've never drank anyone's blood.
But you wanted to.
Well, no.
Would you?
Would I drink someone's blood? Not unless it actually made me immortal. Which I'm pretty sure it doesn't, so.
Vampire teeth aside, you know, this is a podcast about Belgab, and the past few days there has been a lot of activity going on at Belgab as far as what's happening in the Art Bell universe and Midnight in the Desert. And I'm sure everybody in the chat room and everybody listening to the Gabcast tonight already knows, and there was an emergency Gabcast this Saturday. MV got on the air and talked about
emergency. Emergency.
It was. And so the drama happening is Art Bell's news guy, Leo Ashcraft, who did the bottom of the hour Leo Ashcraft, haven't you heard of him?
I haven't heard about this. What's happening?
You're not a very good bell gabber, sir.
I got frozen in carbonite last week, wouldn't you know it? And I'm totally behind on everything.
Okay, Han Solo.
I love how there's so much drama in the Bell world that we have to have emergency gabcasts quite often.
Drama. Emergency drama.
I believe, wasn't Art in the chat room too? Sorry.
Yeah, Art and Keith and...
And Heather.
And Redacted even called in, first time she's called in since she got the producer gig at with Art. So it was good to hear her voice. But... You know, I don't see why Leo would blow such a huge gasket over this whole thing. I mean, he's angry, he's frustrated, he's pissed off, and so he took to social media and started divulging things that I'm sure Art and company did not want divulged. I mean, he divulged amount.
I don't even know if it was factually accurate. I think it seems like he's kind of shaping a narrative there. I don't know.
Well, it's definitely coming out of anger and frustration. I mean, I think that's pretty clear to everybody. You know, and you know you don't think clearly when you get pissed off or you feel like somebody wronged you in some way. And, you know, you just don't think clearly in those times. And so you're out to ruin the world.
When you get like that, you should never go near social media.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is this a sign of the times? Is this what the kids do these days when they quit a job or something? I know, but I'm saying, is this what kids do these days? Do they get to social media and lose their shit when they're unhappy with their boss?
Well, it's some sort of social justice, I assume. I mean, he feels that he's been wronged and he's going to take to the media and spill all the secrets and
make himself look like a giant jackass.
And that really, I mean, I don't know how anybody else can think that he didn't throw mud on his own face or didn't make himself look somewhat foolish by melting down on social media. I mean, even if it's all bullshit, or even if 10% of the stuff he said is true, why would you do that? It takes a lot of anger.
It just makes you look like a no-class motherfucker. When you said threw mud on his own face, I kind of thought you were going to say throw mud on his own butt. But,
mud butt?
Get a little bit, give himself mud butt there.
That kid had some mud butt happening right there.
Hey, Mr. Leo Ashcraft, give yourself some mud butt there and you might stop doing that. It ain't real attractive.
So do you guys believe that what Leo said? He said that there were upwards of 12,000 people who subscribed to the podcast download of Midnight in the Desert. They're time travelers. Do you guys believe that's an accurate number, or do you think that that is inaccurate?
I say higher, Bob.
Well, you can call me Drew, because doesn't Drew Carey post that now?
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry. I'm old school. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. Can I say higher, Drew?
That doesn't count.
Oh, I had the wrong sound effect there.
Drew Carey doesn't count. It's all about Bob Barker.
Yeah, Bob is the bomb. But I thought that was pretty interesting to find out that number, even if it is, you know, off by 20 or 50% or whatever that number is. That's a fairly large sum of money to be pulling in per month.
Yep.
For a so little
are
podcast.
Are you thinking that sum is low or high?
I think it's a little bit low. But there's really no way of knowing. And Art didn't come out and confirm this, nor should he. But I don't know. It just... any member of Bell Gab believes that, Art's going to take over the radio world. And if he does do that, and I hope he does, it's gonna take a little bit of time. But I figured that he had more than 12,000 as far as people who download the show.
Well, if he's got 12,000 paid subscribers, how many people are listening for free somewhere?
I'm sure they know that number as well.
Well,
let's hope they know that.
Well, don't they have to in order to price their ad time appropriately?
You'd think, and I guess, like, if you were listening to the stream via the website, I'm they can get a pretty good idea how many people are doing that. And I don't know how many stations are carrying it.
Are there metrics on the tune-in numbers? Can they find that out? Like if you have a station on tune-in, can you find out how many people are listening at any one time?
I think you can, and I've seen people throw out numbers upwards of 100,000 people Ooh. Listening on that.
I believe that's a bit of a fallacy. People are looking at there's a chat, a tune-in chat for that channel, and I think it shows like 300,000 or something, but that's how many posts have been made, and it keeps going up and up and up, but that's people are thinking that's how many people are subscribed or listening when it's false. It's actually how many posts have been submitted in that chat,
just in that chat session, or is that a running number?
No, that's a running number, I believe.
Wow. Because if it was just for that one chat session for the one show, that's a hell of a lot of posts. I mean, Belgab has, half a million posts?
Yeah.
Reached that milestone a couple weeks ago.
My internet's back.
Oh, it
you
is?
Want me to, I'll reconnect.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Just in case everyone wanted to know.
We do. We do want to know.
I'm so stupid.
How do I hang up on you guys?
Do you want me to hang up
like,
on you, Jazz?
No. I'm on my computer saying, where do I hang up? But I'm not connected to you via my computer.
Oh,
I'm
Jazz.
I'm on my phone.
No, Jazz.
Brain fart.
You're so adorable.
101. I'll be
back.
No,
that's okay. Last week I couldn't figure out how to message while we were on air, so don't feel bad.
Oh, yeah. Did you figure that out? Actually, I need to probably open up that... That window here, if there are any. and there are no messages anyway. So it seems like the Jazz, are you back? It sounds like I can hear him fumbling around in the background.
Yeah. I'm so stupid. So stupid. Do you know what the second stupid thing I did was?
What's that?
I had my the earphones that I used to listen to you guys. I still had them connected to my phone.
I'm wondering why
I can't hear you.
Oh, Jazzmunda, you're a technical wizard, my friend.
I know. Shoot.
Hey, look, no one is paying us for our technical capabilities here. Okay.
Yeah, man, this ain't a spec sheet.
I feel like such a failure.
That's okay. You'll fit right in.
It seems like the drama has kind of subsided. I don't know. I haven't checked Belgab too much today, but I didn't see any additional screenshots of Leo's Facebook page where he's threatening any legal actions or saying anything else. But I did see last night that he made it a point to post something about Art's new news lady. Her name is Amy, is that correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
Did you guys hear the new Dark Matter Network newscast last night?
I did not.
Yeah, I heard it before when she did it, and she's great.
She did sound good. I was very impressed. I only heard the first one at the bottom of the first hour, but I was impressed. And after she did that segment, I guess Leo posted something about that he owns the name Dark Matter News. But
and where did he steal that from?
There are probably 100 shows on the internet that have the Dark Matter something.
Mm-hmm. Well, my question is, okay, so Art, they're calling the new news segment, or the, I guess you can say the new news segment, the Dark Matter Network News, right?
Yeah. Well, that's Amy's segment, yeah.
Right, Amy's segment.
Because, look, what's come first, the chicken or the egg? Because the network is the Dark Matter Digital Network.
Right.
Leo's news segment was Dark Matter News. Where did he get that name from? Who created? Like, I guess we sort of need to know who created that. Whose idea was it for the news segment? Did he approach Art? Did Art approach him?
I think more importantly to find out, and we'll probably never know this unless this goes to some sort of a litigation.
Yeah.
But who trademarked or, you know, submitted that dark matter as a trade name first? Because Art came up with that when, you know, that was the name of his Sirius XM show.
Yep. And so, then the network is the Dark Matter Digital Network.
Right.
Then there's a new segment that took that name for continuity purposes. And now, you know, now Amy's new segment, what's it called? The Dark Matter Network News. So
right.
It's the Dark Matter Digital Network, so the Dark Matter Network News. So does he have a case to answer for? I don't know. It depends on who owns what, or is it even trademarked?
I would think so. And from what I hear, and even, I mean, Art's guest last night was talking about, she wrote the book Gravity, and I guess she didn't get paid for that script or for that idea after, I can't remember what all the details were, but the idea was that it takes a lot of money to sue for copyright or trademark infringement, and it takes a long time to sit in the courts for years and years. So is it actually worth it for Leo or Art to make a case? Or I don't think that Art would go after Leo unless Leo files a suit first.
Yeah,
I think so. And I think once Leo calms down, he might realize that probably wouldn't get him very far. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to go for that or not.
Look, everyone knows you can't trademark something unless you put a small lowercase TM in parentheses at the end of your name.
That's what I do all the time. I put down Geimer Hensperm. And it's rock solid legally because I went to medical school or something.
I read that on the back of a Bazooka Joe comic.
Dude, you need to take your show on the road seriously. It's great.
No, seriously, go out in the middle of the road and stand there and do your show. Is that what you were implying, Funny Boy?
No, that's not what I was implying. I was trying to say he was spot on with his impression there.
Oh, boy. So, I don't know. It seems to be that there is a lot of drama around Art Bell, and I think that's a fair question to ask, and I'd be interested to hear what your guys' opinions are about this. Is it that, you know, because before Midnight in the Desert started, there was drama with the music, and then there was drama between Keith and Art, and all of this stuff is being made public to a certain extent. So is Art more prone to drama, or is it simply because he is transparent about some of these things and he tells people about what's going on in his life, the things that he believes the fans might think is important? What do you guys think? Is Art more prone to drama?
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say yes. I think part of it is he knows that if he tells people this, people will get worked up and, you know, kind of get people talking and losing their shit. And, you know, there's a kind of a suspense there, element of suspense working for him.
Right.
But also, I think part of it is that, like, I mean, I kind of get the sense that Art is kind of tight with his money. He could have gotten like an agency to do his website and his internet presence and his publicity. He could have gotten like a PR, but he didn't do any of those things. He got Keith, who he's known forever. He doesn't want to spend any money out of pocket. He's kind of doing all this stuff on the cheap as much as he can, which I can understand. Basically, you're starting a business. You're going to try and keep your expenses down. But I saw some people on, I don't know where if I'd seen this in a thread somewhere. You've heard the criticisms about ArtBell.com and the Dark Matter Digital Network sites. They're poorly organized. They're kind of hard to find shit. And
yeah, that just came up recently, didn't it? Or has that been going on for a little while?
I mean, it's always been an issue.
I mean, I struggled initially to find where the archives were. I think that could be a little bit better organized.
I agree with that.
Like, I think I went and looked to see how I could reset my password. I couldn't really find a way to do that. And then looking at, you know, and the element with, like, you know, not being able to use a credit card to pay for subscriptions.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that should be be much easier to do.
That needs to happen. There's no reason. And, you know, there's just so many things that could be better. And honestly, like, when he made his little pre-announcement about the big change that was going to come and people were going to be maybe upset and maybe, you know, really happy. And I thought out on the far spectrum of likelihood that maybe what had happened is that Art had bought Belgab and that MV and Curtis were behind the scenes building like this huge, like, one-stop destination for Midnight in the Desert, Narbel.com, and Belgab, and it was all going to be incorporated into this giant portal.
By angels, right? Created by angels.
It's just basic web programming.
Little evil elves.
And little evil elves as well, as George Norbert Soundboard says.
Yeah, because, you know, it's actual programming that makes those things work, not magic and fairy dust. But anyway, that didn't happen. That was interesting. Like, the announcement about, like, how things were going to, maybe people were going to get upset. And there was nothing to get upset about. Like, he was going to go be on satellite. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, that was the XDS announcement.
So that kind of, I think that supports my idea that Art kind of likes to stir shit up. I don't know.
Well, it definitely helps a lot, doesn't it? With people, you know, especially people of Belgab and Art Bell fans, they really get worked up, you know?
Yeah, they're mental.
They do. Can I work them up right now? I'm going to throw something out there.
Go ahead, Pony.
Okay, so who thinks Leah will be back?
No.
There's no way.
Not at all.
No, I'm just saying that because doesn't everybody remember, was it during the summer that Art and Keith had their big blowout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Art and Keith had a 30-year relationship to fall back on that they could patch things up. I think this is permanent.
Yeah, there's no way that Leo comes back, and there's no way that Art would allow Leo to come back because, frankly, who's going to trust a guy who takes all of that dirty laundry directly to social media, you know? Yeah. Art didn't say anything about this until Leo started posting all this stuff on Facebook. And it kind of forced Art's hand to say something at the top of Friday's show. That's the way I saw it. Go ahead.
The only reason I bring this up, and I don't think he's going to come back either. I'm just, you know, we're talking. So why not, right?
We're just talking.
That's right, as MD would say, right?
That's floppy talk.
I'm just remembering, though, and I have no bad blood with Keith. I'm just remembering, though, that what started in the summer was Keith tweeted something, and that got everybody in a tizzy. So I can't say that, you know, you can't use that as your argument, because that's happened with Keith. So, you know, I don't think he'll be back either for other reasons, but I think they've all done it on social media. You know what I mean? I was really surprised when this all happened in that regard. You're like, I personally would not be throwing out my public stuff like that, but that's just me.
Yeah. Why would you want to burn a bridge like that? I mean, Leo, this was his shot, wasn't it? I mean, from what I know about the guy, he had a radio equipment company that closed a year ago, and then he started doing this, these news segment things, and, you know, he got the gig with Art, and, you know, if he would have stuck with it and been able to work with Keith without, you know, fighting back and forth, as Art said, they were hanging up on each other on the phone and all that stuff. Yeah. But if he would have been able to stick with it, then who knows where he would have been able to go and the checks that he would have been getting, you know.
And look, he acted a bit like a jilted ex-lover, but unlike a ex-lover, there's nothing, he's not good in the sack, so there's no reason to bring him back. And look, Keith brings something to the table. I think MV mentioned it in the chat room. If it was an ultimatum you know, it's either Keith or me. If Art had chosen Leo, how is the show going to go forward that next night?
Yeah, really. You know?
Yeah, I knew that was so. Jazz, are you saying that Keith is good in the sack and Leo isn't? Is that your analogy here?
Well, that's exactly what I heard him say.
There's longer history. Maybe there are kids involved, and you know,
yuck, yuck,
yeah, yuck indeed.
I don't know. My jilted ex-lover analogy sort of went out the window.
My stomach is sour now. Thanks.
I like it.
Leo was sporting a spray-on tan in those muscle pics.
Well, are they confirmed to be him, or was that just someone throwing up some photos?
Don't want to know. Don't know. Don't want to know.
It looks like a bodybuilder, right?
Is that where they were, or were they somewhere else?
I didn't catch that. I didn't hear what you said.
Were they on Belgab, or were those pictures somewhere else?
I saw someone post it on Belgab, but I don't know where they got it because, Leo's got an open profile, and I didn't see those pictures on there.
I think he probably took those down. As I remember somebody posting something saying that there was a group that he was connected with, amateur bodybuilders or something on Facebook, where he had some of those pictures up there. So I don't know if that's him or not, but I don't know. It could be. If they got it off Facebook, they got it off his Facebook page. And, you know, BW said something about, you know, bringing in PR firm and bringing in people to help with web design and all that stuff. You know, it makes it difficult for Art to be able to trust people when, you know, Leo Ashcraft goes off. And by his, what Leo said is he, or what Redacted said, was he tried to take Amy with him with his, you know, when he said he was going to go to the coast to coast to do the news over there. But I don't see how you can trust him or any other employer of Leo being able to trust him if he's going to go off hook like this.
Yeah, I mean, that bridge is burnt.
Yeah.
There's no going back. But I still feel like, you know, basically Keith and Redacted and Art and how many people does he have working for him? Like 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
5 people.
And it's not a big multinational corporation as well.
Those are people working like 7 days a week, you know, 12, 14 hour days, maybe more.
I mean,
they're going to get burnt out.
Redacted.
You people cannot fucking function like that. Yeah. So it's going to fucking end in tears because people are going to be overworked. They're going to be tired. And then shit's going to start happening. And that's where you're going to have this drama where people are just like ground down to the nub and they don't have anything left. They're exhausted. And they're really wondering, like, why am I doing this? You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. If you are miserable and exhausted, you're going to jump ship at some point.
Good point. We've got a caller. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Curtis. Can you hear me?
We can.
Hey, Curtis.
Calling from a
helicopter? I'm driving in my car, so.
Are you flying into Area 51, sir?
Yeah, I actually can see the light.
Don't do it.
The guy who's.
Don't do it.
He's shining a flashlight in my face. you have to know the secrets that they're hiding from us. I was listening as I'm driving, and I'm probably behind on the screen, so I apologize if you've already moved past this, but you were talking about the big announcement, how Art was promoting it, saying some people are going to be upset by what he has to announce.
Right,
yeah.
And I just wanted to remind you guys that somebody did get upset about what he announced. His name's Leo Ashcraft.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys didn't say that already and I just wasted your time, but...
Oh, you always waste our time, Curtis.
Well, that's normal, but I don't want to waste your time with something you've repetition.
Right.
So I wonder if... And the reason I wanted to call and say that was... If there was already strife behind the scenes with Leo and Keith and Art, do you think maybe Art knew this and that was the reason why he said what he said?
Yeah, maybe.
I'll take the answer off here. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I was having a hard time hearing you, Curtis, because all the background noise. But so, B-Dub, can you?
Well, he's basically just saying that, you know, that Art was saying that people were going to get upset about the announcement because the butt hurt behind the scenes, and that Leo was going to be the one that to flip out and go postal, which he did. But
I don't think that is the reason, to tell you the truth, because Leo was benefiting from going to XDS.
That's what Curtis was saying.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Jazz?
No, this whole XDS was something that Leo was driving, I believe. So I don't think he would be butthurt by that announcement because.
And also,
he was benefiting from it, I'm sure.
Well, from what Leo said is he set this up for several stations. And one of the last posts that I read were yesterday or the day before is Leo was saying that some of these stations, and he listed like 6 or 7 or 8 of them, yep, were going to carry Leo's new show that was going to go directly against Art's show. As of this Friday, they wouldn't be carrying Art any longer.
Yeah, I don't have that post in front of me, but Art wrote something actually about that. Those stations were stations that Leo bought on board. They were non-commercial stations, meaning that they don't carry ads and don't pay for ads or anything. So they were basically stations that were just freely showing the broadcasting the show. And losing them wouldn't hurt Art or the show. And they're not going to lose them because they're going to have new agreements with Art. So,
you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, this is Sheffus. How's it going, everybody?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Sheffus.
Hey. So I don't know if anyone saw this, but evidently Leo made a claim about being able to prevent certain station owners from carrying Midnight in the Desert on some of the terrestrial affiliates.
Well, that's because Leo Ashcraft is, in fact, the person that runs the Matrix that powers the universe that you and I perceive. Basically, you and I exist because Leo allows us to. And we should never forget that. Next call.
Yeah, you know, and when it comes to, you know, radio personalities and talent, the first name you think of is Leo Ashcraft, not ourselves. Yeah.
Well, of course.
You know,
well, anyway, there was a small list of stations that were going to be adding Midnight in the Desert. And it was, if you go to that one radio station page on artbell.com, it was a list that was above the main list. And then that list was gone. And so some people started posting, oh, they've taken those stations off. They must not be there anymore. What Leo said was actually true, but that's not true. So what evidently Keith did is if you go to the bottom of the list, there's an interactive map now, and you can see all those stations are billeted out on the map, and they're there. They're just in a different color, and when you click on it, it'll say the month it's supposed to be there, October or December.
I saw that, and it looked like there was a lot of stations from our friends in Canada in the north, you know, the Tasty Canadians.
Yes.
I mean, a ton, like 20 or 30, it looked like. I didn't count them, but I mean, there was a ton of little blips there on that interactive map, as you said. And I was surprised and happy to see all those stations coming on board at some point.
What's the deal with the Tasty Canadians? How'd that happen?
You don't remember that?
No.
I think that was, I know Ian Punnett said it, but I don't know if Ian perhaps got it from Art on a broadcast saying that if the aliens come down, make sure to start in the north because the people in Canada are they taste much better. Tasty Canadians.
And I wonder if that's true.
Because they eat all the bacon.
Oh, and all the syrup too, you know.
The Canadian bacon and the syrup.
I might have to get with the Canadian girl. This might have to happen.
Oh, no.
We may need to record that for a special Gabcast. An emergency special Gabcast.
I am fine with that. I will give you the rights, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, a Canadian would apologize to an alien if they didn't taste good enough.
Hey, I've got a joke for you guys. How do you get 1,000 Canadians to get out of the pool at the same time?
How?
You say, okay, everyone, please get out of the pool now.
Well, exactly.
They're so nice.
They're so pleasant and well-mannered. And you remember that story about that guy that cut off some dude's head on a bus in Canada?
Yes.
That would never happen in America, because as soon as that guy started fucking that dude up on the bus, the Americans would have started beating that guy to a pulp. Because they just want an excuse, and you start murdering someone in front of everyone else, and all the Americans are like, oh, man, it's on now. But the Canadians are all like, oh, run away. Oh, no.
But that's not very nice. Excuse me, sir. Can I step? I didn't mean to slip in your blood.
Yeah, really.
I don't do a very good Canadian accent, but you know.
Would you like to use my knife? I think it might be sharper.
Yeah, I noticed your knife there is kind of blunt. Would you mind sharper?
And then the Aussie would say, that's not a knife. That's a knife.
Pull out a chainsaw.
By the way, I found Art's post about that those stations. He said, no, he did not take any XDS stations. He was running a little server for non-commercial stations, and when he quit, I told him to turn it off because he was no longer an employee. If they still wish to carry the show, Keith has given them away. So these were those non-commercial stations that Leo had brought on board. So there is a way for them to still carry the show. So I guess they just have to choose. Do they want a Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster or a 5-minute newscast?
Well, no way. He's going to have a new 3 to 4 hour show, right?
Oh, yeah. Would you listen?
Well, has Leo has only been on air with these newscasts, right? Am I correct in saying?
I have no idea.
Unless he's under a different name. And I tell you what, if he melts down like that on air, I would listen.
Okay, yeah.
He tells inside secrets.
Yeah, his other radio broadcasting acronym is Poopy Pants McGee.
Indeed.
Yes.
He does talk about defecation a lot.
Yeah, but so do I.
So does the Gabcast. I mean,
that's like a requirement to get on here, isn't it?
That's right. It's only natural. Everybody poops.
Okay, Sheffus, do you have anything else?
All right, thanks, guys. Good show. Take care.
All right, brother. Thanks, man.
Later. All right,
bye.
The wonderful Sheffus. If you guys would like to be a part of the show, you have a comment about this Leo Ashcraft thing or anything else in the Bell Gab universe, give us a call at 623-242-2278. Again, that's 623-242-CAST, C-A-S-T.
Now, just think how awesome that would be if you had a website where you could see all the most recent posts on Bell Gab and then get information about the Art Bell Show and Dark Matter, whatever, and all that stuff was just in one place. You didn't have to go to all these, you know, you didn't have to go over here to check and see if your subscription was still working or it's, yeah.
You know, I think that they're probably going to upgrade that at some point if they have the extra cash, because I'm sure that's not an inexpensive endeavor to rebuild an entire website and have credit card payments and yada, yada, yada.
You should be able to go to, on the website, you should be able to go to a guest's name. When you click on their name, all the list of the shows that they've been on with Art, you know, and I'm talking about in the future when they've been on a few times, and then click on that particular show to listen to them. I mean, it should be, you have a back-end database that you can either search by date, search by guest, and then, you know, get the show from that day. But at the moment, how do you get a show?
That's a good point. You know, Coast to Coast really does pretty well. Their website and their search feature and all the stuff about all the guests that have been on, that's pretty damn slick.
Yeah. It should be like that, ideally. And hopefully that will come with time. We've only been going for a few months here, you know.
What would something like that cost, B-Dub? You're a developer, aren't you?
So a PHP MySQL web developer, and I just checked the website. The artbell.com site is WordPress, and that's PHP MySQL. You can hire a web developer for about $25, $30 an hour.
How many hours would it take to build a website that's similar to the Coast to Coast database and all of that?
Well, you're talking about an operation that's currently pulling down $750,000, so just fucking hire somebody and pay him $60,000 a year and have him take care of the shit. I don't think Keith is really a programmer, or a designer. I mean, you could hire a web developer full time to work on all these little things, you know, because Keith, you know, if Keith's a hardware guy, that's what he's going to focus on. He's not going to focus on, like, an engineer is not going to worry about, like, how the font looks or what the color scheme. He's just going to slap something together and say, like, that looks good enough, and then move on to the next thing. And that's pretty much what you got here. There was a story about Steve Jobs where he said something to an engineer after this engineer had been working on this project and then handed it to Steve Jobs and was like, oh, well, you baked a really nice cake and then you frosted it with shit. And that's what he's talking about. It's like you've got these engineers who just don't give a crap about what something looks like. They'll just build something, and when it starts working, they're like, ah, I'm done. But it looks like crap. No one wants to use it. And I'm not saying that the websites look like crap, but they're lacking. Yeah, and they're kind of hard to use.
You've got to cut him some slack, because it's not like he's just doing that and twiddling his thumbs for the rest of the day. He's running.
I'm saying that just
show. Working, he's running Richard's show.
Working on the hardware side of things would be a big pain in the ass. It would be a lot of work, and he's doing a lot more than just that. So, but like I think I am right about the engineer thing, because that's what Keith is really. He's an engineer. Yeah. He's not a designer. He's not someone who's going to worry about colors or the look and feel of something. It's a task. He's going to finish it, and he's going to move on to the next thing, because he's got a heap of crap that he needs to take care of. And that's my comment about, like, working 7 days a week, you know, 10 to 14 hours a day. That's going to take a toll, and it needs to be addressed.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Sorry.
Hello, Star Mountain.
This is Star. Hello.
Hi, Star.
I was going to ask Ponyboy Sunset if she was going to talk about her book for a little bit. I think she mentioned on a post in Gabcast that she was.
Ponyboy.
Well, I can, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, of
course. Yeah.
There's going to be some favors that, you know, we're going to have to trade some favors here after the show if you do that. But
okay.
Just so you're aware.
No, I'm okay with that. I just don't want to record it.
Well, no spoilers, but just give us kind of what you would do for a review.
Oh, you want to know about the book, what the book's about?
Well, whatever you want to tell us.
Well, okay. First of all, I guess I should start with what the book is about. All right. I wrote this book as a thank you. I started writing it. I got to know Raleigh James pretty good a few years ago. And I started writing as a thank you for her. And it all started because I found a thread somewhere on some forum where somebody thought she was a vampire. And I thought that was hysterical. So I ran with it. So I wrote it in under a year. And it's 304 pages, the first book. I'm a third of the way through writing the second one. So far, there's going to be three with this character. Currently, well, I've had several people in the publishing industry read it. The first person that read it in the publishing industry couldn't publish it because she worked for a Christian publisher.
Oh, yeah.
And my book's a little dirty. It's vampire erotica. So, yeah, they're not going to publish it.
Wildcard in the chat room says it's about lesbian vampires.
Bisexual.
Oh,
I can get behind that.
I bet you
can. Pardon the pun.
Anyway, and I had a really good time writing it. And so she couldn't write it, but she said it was good and she thought it could get published. And I almost landed a ghostwriting job with that, but I don't have an agent. I didn't have an agent. I have one now. So said agent now says they have a publisher interested. And that's, I can't say more than that because I don't know more, but I just got word about that today. And I'm super excited because I know what I have will sell. I think at this point I've had over 50 people read it and they've all liked it. They've given me some feedback, you know, that's going to happen and that's fine. But I don't know. People who don't know me are reading it and digging it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Who don't have to tell me they like it.
So I have a question. Is the book called 50 Shades of Sexy Vampire?
The book is called Velvet Heaven. I'm so sorry. I should plug the name. And the second book is Velvet Hammer. And the third book's going to be Velvet Throne.
I thought you were going to say Velvet Thrust there for a second.
That would be better, wouldn't it?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's the accompanying, you know, that's the super secret porn that I'm writing. Thrust. That's great. Whoever said that, I believe that was you, Eddie Dean.
Yeah,
that's gonna be the porn.
Yeah, we're gonna talk after the show. I might want copyright to that.
Maybe that'll inspire Jasmine to write his book, Village Equine.
Yes, TM in parentheses.
I don't want anybody to steal your ideas.
But yeah, okay. I mean, Star, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. I just wanted to get a little bit of a base on it, where it came from, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for asking.
Thank you. See you guys.
Thanks, Star.
Later. Bye.
There you go. There's a fan.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys, you know, letting me talk to people about it. I feel awkward plugging my own stuff on this show.
It's got to be difficult.
Just made a funny remark in the chat. He's like, isn't Velvet Thrust the name of a bar in the Tenderloin District in San Francisco? I believe he may be right.
That's beautiful.
No, actually, it's in the Castro District, sir.
Bob Grell has a... how you say his name, has a great name for my book, 50 Shades of Nay.
Going off the horse porn reference. Like
yes.
Right. Jazz, I thought you were in therapy for that.
I should be.
Did you guys see the picture of the crocodile buffalo on artbell.com?
No, I did not.
I did, but today I saw another angle of the same photograph, and it doesn't look as much like a crocodile.
It looks like a buffalo.
I saw a side on it, yeah.
It looks like it does, from the top view, it looks like a crocodile's head, but if you look closer, it's probably just a, deformed.
It's just fucked up, yeah.
Deformed, fucked up buffalo, you know? And I got me thinking what...
Really bad... what's that disease that dogs can get where they lose all their fur?
I don't know, but the buffalo's mother probably just smoked a lot of ciggies and drank during pregnancy.
Is it mange, B-dub?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, mange.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what would happen if you crossed a chicken and a Pekingese? You'd have cockpit.
I don't know. But
I don't know.
But were you listening to Art last night? Was he alluding to some sex between a crocodile and a buffalo?
I think he was.
I want to see the sex tape.
No, I don't. No thanks.
Oh, B-Dub, you're no fun.
Yeah.
Cross a bulldog with a shih tzu, you get a bullshit.
I don't have the soundboard. I need a soundboard. Eddie, can you hook me up with a soundboard?
That's the end of the humor portion of the Gapcast tonight, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
And we're using humor in air quotes.
Is it time for us to play a prank call?
I don't have any audio to pivot to.
I think people should call us. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think people should call us too.
Well, they know the number. You know, it's at the top. If you're in the chat room, you look at the top and you see the number at the top, 623-242-2278. If you'd like to be on the show tonight, give us a call. Well, so do you guys have any other comments about the Leo Ashcraft thing or Amy's news segment or any of that?
I really think the only reason they have that news segment is so Art can, like, take a whiz if he needs to or, like, you know, vape some of his... is a nicotine vapor, maybe even smoke a cigarette if he's feeling really out of control.
because he says he only has 6 minutes of commercials per hour. And, yeah, that's not a lot of time. And I think he only plays, what, two commercials at a time at 15 and 45?
I mean, if he did, think about this. Think about it this way. If they got rid of that segment and he read the news, what would he do for a bathroom break? He would have to wear, like, Depends undergarments, and he would sit there during the show and be like, next caller.
He can't read the news. So either they don't have it at all, or, you know, if they're going to have it, they need someone else to do it, another voice. He can't sit there and do it. You know, when's he going to take a break?
Yeah, exactly.
And you need some break.
And okay, I get how that stuff works, but, like, I really don't want to listen to a show if I know the guy's sitting there taking a leak in his pants. It's just, that's going to ruin it.
I'm doing it right now.
I have
a Gatorade bottle works really great for that, and that's right in front of my desk here.
Be able to hear it.
That must be nice to be a guy and be able to do that.
Whip it out. Just
pee.
Well, they have those things for women, too.
Yeah, but you still have to touch the pee. You know, I'm still trying to figure out how that would work. Like, if I'm outside, how am I going to transport that item back and not touch? No.
It is weird when you pee into a jug or something, those piss jugs, and you touch it and it's all warm. There's something really creepy and strange about that.
Well, I take it you don't own a dog, sir.
I do not, sir. No.
Yeah, so, like, if you've ever had to clean up after your dog after he's dropped a number two on your neighbor's lawn... Yeah, that's no fun either, and that's 1,000 times more disgusting than your own urine.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just something weird. You go to the doctor, and you have to give a urine sample, and you're handing the nurse this warm glass of urine. It's just
I always
it's disconcerting for some reason.
I make it a game. I just say cup of piss to the nurse. Would you like a cup of piss?
Probably doesn't bother them one bit at all either, because they deal with that day in and day out.
Hey, there are some nurses in the chat room. We should have them call in.
Yeah, tell us what it's like.
Like a cup of piss. Yeah. Well, okay. WR250 says use a chamber pot for a chair. That's practical, but disgusting. I'm so thankful I live in a world where chamber pots are no longer used.
Oh, boy.
At least in this country.
That had to have been horrible. I mean, the smells in those rooms with chamber pots sitting there all night.
Oh, can you imagine, like, you're in bed with your significant other, and at one point in the evening, they just have to get up and take a huge dump in the middle of the night, and you just have to sit there and listen to it. Like,
oh, God.
No, thank you. No, thanks.
And they didn't have incense back then, I don't believe.
Oh, yeah, they did. They've had incense for forever, but they had to use something, because otherwise it would have been like, oh, I don't know.
And how quickly this show goes back to poop.
Yeah.
I'm even struggling. A little uncomfortable about this segment.
Really?
We're struggling for content, ladies and gentlemen.
The chamber pot of horrors has made you squeamish.
Yes.
So again, anybody want to call in and talk to us about anything at this point?
Please save us from ourselves. There was something that happens around here every once in a while, and I wanted to ask you guys' opinion about this. I live about a quarter mile from a main thoroughfare, two main thoroughfares, a major intersection here. And I don't know, every week or two, I guess it's every couple weeks, there is this church that gets out in the intersection, not in the intersection, but, on the sidewalk, and they hold a church service. And they use a bullhorn and scream and yell and threaten people. Not threaten people. It's not quite that bad. Like calling, servicemen fags for coming back from, when they come back from the war. What church is that does that? The
Westboro.
Yeah, Westboro.
Yeah. So it's not quite that bad. But they're out there with this loud-ass bullhorn, and they're basically holding a church service on the sidewalk. I don't see how that is somebody driving by saying, oh, yeah, that looks like a fun church. I really need to go join them, do you guys have any experiences like that? Have you ever seen anything like that before?
No.
I have something similar, but, okay, so I swim at this community center. I swim, like, almost every day. anyway, on Sundays, they have, and this is weird to me, how can a government building rent out to a church? There's like a church in that building on Sundays. Conflict of interest? Like, isn't church and state separate?
Well, yeah, but they're renting a space.
It drives me nuts. That's the point of it, okay? Because I walk in there barely awake on Sunday morning, and I've got these church people standing outside, like, with Bibles and trying to hand them to me, and I'm like, no.
Oh, we got a call here. Hello? You're on the air? Hello?
Hello?
I don't have a lot of confidence in this call because it's an unknown phone number, and it might be the pranker, the guy that calls in Belgav every once in a while. Or maybe somebody's having problems with their device or something. Hello, you're on the air. Going once?
Oh. Going twice.
He's gone. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow. What was that about?
I don't know. We get that every once in a while.
Well, I don't think they should be allowed to approach people with Bibles and try to evangelize. That's annoying.
That's like just where I was going with it.
If I went to an actual church on Sunday, I don't know that I've ever been approached by anybody who was just like, "Hey, want a Bible? Jesus? Isn't Jesus great?" Yeah, that doesn't usually. You go inside, you sit down, you go to the church service, and then you leave, and you know.
Especially, I mean, who's going to want to go to a church where they're screaming at people? You're going to go to hell. And then they have some guy singing on the bullhorn. And I don't know. We're getting
there. No one's going to that church.
It's just
fucking hates you.
It's obnoxious.
Jesus hates you. God does too. Everybody.
I'll pass.
You're on the air.
Tiger Lily.
Hey, Tiger Lily. What's going on?
Nothing, but I'm calling in because you were begging for someone to call in, but I have nothing to talk about. You want to give me a topic and I'll talk about it?
Yeah, you can talk about arts tarts.
Yes, exactly.
Or not.
Okay, well, I think... okay. Who hasn't heard the story yet that art was... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. That Art mentioned something in passing about he wanted a cult because we were all praising Hoagie. And I just said I wanted to be a Vestal Virgin. And then I kind of kept bringing that up. And a lot of the girls were into it, which I was really kind of thrilled about. So here we are.
And are you actually a Vestal Virgin is the next question. And I'll take my answer off.
I am a Vestal Virgin. You guys know, should I explain what Vestal Virgins are?
Please do.
Yes, please.
And say it really slowly.
Hold on. Let me put the sexy music in the background. Okay, go ahead.
Roman mythology. Oh, you got it? Oh, because can you hear my computer with the...
No, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. In Roman times... the goddess Venus had her own cult, and they were called the Vestal Virgins. But basically, they were temple whores.
Okay.
So that's where it comes from. So they weren't virgins, they were Vestal Virgins. Big difference.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I was busy with something else. I'm sorry.
I was overcome by sexiness.
So, Tiger Lily, you called into Art and talked to him the other night. How was that like? How was the experience?
Oh, you know, it was kind of funny because I wanted to do it, you know, to mention to him about the Vestal Virgins. And I wasn't nervous at all, but I'm telling you, as soon as I heard his voice, I started shaking like a leaf. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But and I wanted to. You guys didn't have a Gabcast? Because I'd never used Skype before and never called in to Art or probably any show. And so I wanted to try it out on you. I wanted to beta test on you guys because I didn't think I would care if I messed up. And so, you know, I was a virgin using Skype and Art when I talked to him. So I was a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, he got a big kick out of what you posted. And he actually even read it on the air, didn't he?
I know. It was just like perfect timing. I was so happy because he was having such a bad day.
Yeah, that was great.
It just worked out perfectly. I was happy.
It was great, Tiger Lily, and I'm glad you got us all together because it became like this female bonding thing.
Girl, yeah, it was kind of funny because it was all impulse, like a plan or anything. It just kind of grew organically, which is the best way to grow things, right?
Yeah, and I must say, Art seemed to really enjoy that call and the cult that has grown from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Tiger Lily. Appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Calling once.
Hello, you're twice. On the air.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Sounds like you're 20 feet away from in the back of the room somewhere.
Oh, really? So are you. Speak up. This is Rose Girl.
Hi, Rose Girl.
Hey, Rose Girl.
I'm really glad that Leo's gone. Not that I didn't like Leo, but I didn't like Leo.
What about Leo didn't you like?
Well, you know, his voice was like so mechanical. He did mispronounce words. And I'd have to tell you that as soon as he came on to do the news, I would just kind of tune out. And for some reason, I couldn't hear him or listen to him. It just didn't make any impact on me whatsoever. I came in late to Art's show last night and turned it on. And I heard it came on right at the time that Amy was starting. She sounded brilliant to me. She was very easy to listen to. I think she's the best.
She had a really great voice, and her pacing was good. And yeah, she knocked it out of the park last night.
Oh, big time. Big time. I really enjoyed it. And I'm also phoning in to berate all of you people for not phoning into my pathetic little show.
When is your show?
Get listeners. No. That's not how it works. You have to talk about poop, and then that's how you get an audience.
I can't hear you.
It's got to be at a time when I'm actually awake, too.
That helps.
So when's your show on, Rose Girl?
What did you say? I can't hear you. Speak up.
When is your show on?
Oh, it's on weeknights, every Monday to Friday, 7 to 8 p.m., and I'm going to try and make it go 2 hours very soon. I was kind of thinking maybe to do a Saturday show because, you know, dark matter is so dead on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that. Have you noticed that?
You mean on Bell Gab it's dead or just the network?
Bell Gab, even on the stream, it just doesn't seem to – it doesn't have the same oomph because there's no Art and there isn't any Richard C. And it's just – it's like a tent flapping in the wind. You know what I mean?
I can see that. They have just alternate programming on the weekends on the network. Is that correct?
Yeah, we need something live and good in the evenings on weekends, you know?
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering why they haven't chosen a weekend host. And the only thing I can think of why they haven't done that is because, I mean, Keith needs a break on the weekend. He can't run a live show. So unless they have someone else who can fill in for that aspect of it and getting the person, whoever it is, whether it's Bateman or someone else live, they need to have someone, a board operator, I guess, that's willing to work on the weekends.
Yeah, very true. But, you know, we got to do the John Wayne thing and get those phones in a circle, you know what I mean? And get something on there because... do you know it's open space, and I think we should do it. We've got a bunch of talented people on Bell Gab, and someone could take over the producer spot, and we could just do something live on Saturday night just for people to hang out.
Well, you should.
I'm just thinking.
Have you contacted Keith and pitched this idea?
Have I contacted who?
Keith.
No, I haven't. I should. I will email him.
Yeah. Contact him and see what he says.
That's what I'll do. I'll present it to Keith and see what we can do. I have a live stream if they want to take it over.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're going to want to do their own thing, but whatever.
Before you contact Keith, you're going to want to change your name to Leo Ashcraft, just so.
Oh, that was mean.
Yeah,
that was mean. Well, kids, I got to go get ready for my show, my pathetic little show that no one phones into. But I just wanted to call in and say, look, you know, I'm really glad that the news is going to sound better on that. And I had a psychic flash. I had a psychic flash about the news. I think Amy is going to do really, really well. And I think it's going to be picked up as a news source because it's a bottom of the hour news segment. And I think it's going to go really wide and far.
Oh, I don't know if Art would allow that, though. I think Art wants exclusivity with this whole thing. I think that was part of the problems why Leah was angry, is because Leah wanted to shop it around all over the place and Art wouldn't let him.
Well, you know, I think maybe Art would go with her and it would be sort of a joint thing. I think she's going to make the program much better. And I think she's going to make it go into a much wider audience. I don't know. I just had a really good feeling about it.
I agree with that. I thought she did a spectacular job. And
yeah,
my ears really perked up when I heard her voice. I'm like, wow, she did incredible.
You gotta have the news person that people actually listen to.
Yes, I agree.
You know, so anyway, kids, have a great time. I gotta run.
All right, thanks, Rose Girl.
Thanks for calling.
Later, bye bye.
Good night.
Bye bye. So, if you've had the misfortune of sticking your head into the Falky thread lately,
yeah,
apparently, I have.
A lot of people do, but they don't admit that they do. I mean, I don't see how that thread gets a lot of activity, a lot of hits, a lot of views.
If you admit to it, you've got to start the 12 steps again. So that's why.
Okay. I'm already in them. It's not going to hurt me.
All right, go ahead, B-Dub.
So basically the Falky thread is the equivalent of the 2-minute hate from 1984. I'm convinced it kind of fills that same space where you're like, You just need this thing to throw all your negative energy at, and because Falky is kind of clueless and just tells the entire world all the details about his life, well, he's basically volunteered to be that target. But anyway, apparently Area 51 drone has lost his mind and is going to Martinez to meet with Falky or...
What?
Confront him or stalk him or move in. I don't know. I've seen there was a video. It's like the only Falky video I've ever actually watched. 30 seconds
for real?
Long. Yeah, it's for real. It's 30 seconds long, and it's basically just Falky going, drone, if you come here, I will call the police.
Oh,
wow.
Really? So,
I didn't see that video. I saw the scuttlebutt about Area 51 drone leaving on a road trip or secretly leaving his family, and apparently he was headed south because Online Gary and is in contact with Area 51 drone's wife, and they've been looking at his credit cards, and they know he's headed south or something. But yeah, that's the scuttlebutt.
Is this real or is this like an act?
I think it's an act, Jazz. I'm with you.
Really?
I don't know if Falky is. Well, here's the thing. If it's
not that Falky's in on it.
Falky's not in on it. It's just they're putting him on. They're trying to scare the shit out of him. And they're pulling the wool over his eyes, as it were. But I don't know. I think it's kind of funny.
Is this supposed to be like season 3 now? You know, because season 1 was Falky doing the interview with George Norrie and all the craziness that happened before and after all of that. And then season 2 was kind of a flop. And now they're kicking off season 3 with the Area 51 drone going missing and possibly showing up at Falky's house and knocking on the door and walking in on naked Falky and Kathy laying in bed sleeping at 12 in the afternoon.
There's another guy who writes on that thread that pretends to be friends with Falky. What's his name? Was he Gary or someone?
Online Gary.
Online's Jerry.
Oh, yeah, there. That's it.
And I don't know, just reading his post, it seems like him and Area 51 drone are in cahoots, sort of playing good cop, bad cop.
Could it be the same guy?
Possibly, I don't know.
That could very well be it. And they could be pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. I mean, they've tried it before. They try to, gin up the drama, I guess, for whatever reason, but it could very well be it. But you know what? Area 51 drone, he was posting a lot, kind of almost derailing. Well, maybe not derailing, but posting a lot in the Art Bell thread all of a sudden this weekend. And he got into a fight with, was it Sci-Fi Author and a couple more people. Little Chris jumped in and
got in a fight with me.
And
he got
to
fight with Art,
in.
Actually. At one point, Art was like quoting him back.
And these really long missives about his position, which I don't entirely disagree with some of the things he said, But I don't know. It just seemed strange that he just popped up and started posting all this stuff. You know,
yeah,
all
I
of
just
a sudden.
Thought it was funny how like he was basically all this detailed advice about art. You should do this and you should do this. And this, as your legal, as your unsolicited provider of legal advice that you don't want, I am going to, you should do this. And do, it was just like, you know, art is a guy who's been in this field for almost half a century. I hate to say that because if art's listening, it's going to make him feel old, but damn, the dude has got experience. He does not need some fuckface from Los Angeles giving him advice based on nothing. He's fucking got it handled. He's a big boy. I thought it was funny. I was like, yeah, someone has an exaggerated sense of self here to feel like they, that one, that wants to hear that advice or that it needs to be repeated. I just thought it was funny.
Well, and Art actually replied to him. I can't remember what he said, but he basically said that, what you said, right? Or something
similar.
I've got
it handled.
Yeah. You guys don't know what really is going on in the background. There's a lot of things happening. Well, that topic died. Do you guys have any comments about that at all? The fireworks that happened between several members at Bell Gab over the weekend on the Art Bell thread?
Oh, because that never happens.
No, not at all. I mean,
because Bell Gab is just this giant pot of harmony. It's just full of harmony and good feeling and cheer and people praising each other.
Not opinionated other. At all.
Nope, nothing like that.
And we all agree all the time.
Mm-hmm. Kumbaya, my lord.
It's like a digital version of the Waltons.
You know, if Bell Gab ever actually became that way, I would leave.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't take it because it's one of the things that draws me here. And every week on Friday when I call and talk to Raleigh and do my little spiel with her, I always plug the forum. But my standing line is, don't come over there if you can't take it, you know, because that's how it is. And people are always in chat with me going, what does that mean exactly? I'm like, we're vaguely lovable, you know.
You can't explain it.
Is there a Raleigh forum?
We have a fan page on Facebook. Me and this other guy started it, and we moderate it. It's just like somebody starts a live thread, sort of like one of us will start it. It's like just a little Facebook group. I don't know. There's like a couple hundred people. So somebody starts it, and then we all talk. And usually, inevitably, I always remember because she's like, so what's Art up to? So I'm like giving the Art Bell report, apparently. So, which I do. And then, are you okay?
Typing.
Okay.
Who's anyway, typing? Please mute your mic.
I am.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, usually I give a little Art Bell thing and then I plug our site and I'll plug our show I did last week too. And I try to explain. Have you ever tried to explain Bell Gab to somebody, anybody?
You're a little.
Why would I do that?
You could never do that. That's.
Why would I do that?
You get three sentences in and you see their eyes glass over and you know you've already lost them.
It's not that their eyes gloss over. It's that suddenly there's kind of this look of disgust / fear that washes over them, and then they're like, oh my god, is this person fucking crazy?
Why the hell would you post at a place like that?
How much time do you have on your hands that you can go to a place like that on the internet? You hate yourself.
Yeah. And then I'm posting a link on my personal Facebook page, right? Because I want people to listen to my stuff. And I'm thinking, how do I even explain what I'm doing? Yeah, and I tried to tell one of my friends, like in real life, so to speak, what I was doing tonight. And they're like, so wait a minute, you're doing a show about a guy on the radio, but the forum. They were really confused.
Yeah, I prefer to have people think that I'm going to secret meetings for ISIS instead of...
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that maybe it's just best that I don't post it there and stay in this little universe when I do it.
Bell Gab can never be explained. It can only be experienced.
Well, not without, like, alienating people and or, like, I don't know. If you do that at work, there's a chance you're going to get fired. It's just a chance. It could happen.
Well, I mean, you're right. It's what happens at Bell Gab is exciting, you know? The speculation, the drama, the, you know, all of the stuff that comes with Bell Gab is...
We're losers. We're all fucking losers.
It's a unique experience, and you know,
it's yeah.
You know what? Speak for yourself. I'm not a loser. Oh wait, I'm just in denial, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm just part of the cool group of losers now. Is that what's going on?
We're the greasers that smoke behind the gymnasium before school.
Oh, cool. Good deal. That means I was one of the bad girls in high school. This is great.
Well, I feel like I need to wind the show down. You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I got one more thing I want to talk about. Did anybody see my Falky Crossing sign that I made?
Yeah.
I spent 20 minutes on that. No one made a remark about it. I'm hurt.
I have to go into the Falky thread to see?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It is in the Falky thread, so you will be stained with shit if you go looking for it.
Well, I'm going to go look at it right now. Talk.
I've made a point of only reading the Falky thread while I'm on the toilet, so nice. I'll see it in about 20 minutes.
All right. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I'll save you some...
I'm searching for it now. I've got to go back.
Oh, you're going to save us some time? That'd be great.
That's actually a good point, B-Dub, because there's many times that I've posted what I thought was the most hilarious thing ever, and nobody even replies to it. And I'm like, damn. What?
What's wrong?
I know.
I don't understand. And
then they comment on something you didn't intend to be funny at all.
Yeah, and they say, you're the funniest person ever. And you said, I like cheese. That's so funny. that Eddie Dean.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the Falky thread are all the animated GIFs that people create from the Falky videos. Yeah.
You have to be careful if you're on your phone and you don't have like an unlimited data plan. If you open up a page that has a lot of animated GIFs, it's gonna be like 100 megabytes of data right there. Those files are huge.
Yeah. And what's my favorite ones are the mirrored image ones where Falky gets confused.
Oh,
yeah.
wait. I don't understand. It's on the wrong side of my body.
That one was funny. LOL.
He's trying to brush off some food or something on his shirt.
Toenail. He's got toenails stuck to his shirt. Oh, how do I get this off? Oh.
And he just can't figure it out. And then there's one with him turning over a box of, I don't know, what is some fruit snacks or something.
And he can't get it in a right set of right side up because he's looking at the mirror image in the screen or his picture in the video.
This box is hard views. I don't understand.
I could look at them all day.
We
have one last caller. Congratulations, you made it in. Hello, you're on the air.
Falky.
Oh, Falky sucks, by the way.
Yep.
I think we all agree.
Yes.
Is that all you wanted to call in to say, or do you have anything else?
No, that's it for now.
What's that music going on in the background? Are you at a...
Yeah, it's music.
Are you at a circus something?
Is that Mr. Spock?
No. I don't know. No. Yeah, who's calling tonight? What's your name?
Yeah. Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock.
Oh, hey, Mr. Spock.
So, I guess I'll let you guys go. So, guys, have a good night.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye.
Ciao.
Well, I think that's the perfect time to end. You got to end on a high spot, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a high spot?
What was up with that music?
Sarcasm. It sounded like he was at a circus. I don't know. I don't know what that was. I think that was some sort of a prank, a la Mr. Spock. Was not logical.
It wasn't very funny. I'm a little disappointed.
I am too. We were having this great conversation about terrible things we've seen in the Falky thread.
I'm just going to out Mr. Spock as a creeper because there was a point in the, I don't know what he was doing exactly, but he was doing something that was kind of douchey. And I said, you're doing a disservice to Leonard Nimoy and Mr. Spock, sir. And then he just sends me an email or a message via the PM system. Hey, B-Dub. Just like, I got your number, man. Just trying to be creepy, dude.
That's all he said was, hey, B-Dub?
Yeah, just nothing. It's just like, I think he just wanted to creep me out or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
But it was strange.
Maybe that's what that call was about. It was, directed towards you.
Yeah. Fucking with me, man.
Did that music bring up any emotions in you, B-Dub? Did you think about, perhaps some issues in your childhood with clowns or circuses or something?
Clowns. No.
Hey, kids.
No, I didn't. I regret to inform you, it did nothing for me or whatever.
Well, it shall be a mystery.
I cannot find my Falky Crossing GIF or image. It's driving me crazy.
That's what we should start the topic. Okay, who's the creepiest person on Bell Gab? If you want to call in, you know.
Who's going to take a... Let's do a little... maybe we should do a... create a poll or whatever and to find the creepiest person on Bell Gab.
A poll? Anyway. Well, we could do one in the chat room, I guess, you know. Or we could wait until next week or something. I don't know. What'd you say, Ponyboy?
I was going to say we could, but I'm not sure what they're talking about currently because I was paying attention to you guys and I quit reading the room. You get sucked into reading the room while you're on air and it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I try to avoid it at all costs, but I just saw Cam CMP said something about John Wayne Gacy. Pete said, well, that's just Pate. Is it Pate or Pete? I guess it's Pate, isn't it?
Yeah, Pate is someone who is bald and like has like that's their scalp kind of thing. That's what that means.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah.
I'm not
like a word.
I'm not good with words.
I ain't good with the English language, none.
I must say that we're closing out the show.
No, go ahead.
I must say I did have some fun on the Falky thread. I think a week ago or half a week ago with the memes that we were doing with the comparison.
Oh yeah,
that was great.
That was funny stuff, man. And a little disturbing.
That was almost the best time that I've had in the Falky thread for several years.
Oh my god, I was laughing out loud.
Yeah, especially Jasmunda's post about one monkey looking up the other monkey's ass or something.
And it was funny because I was looking on Google Images for something else, like another photo, and then I saw that one. And I go, oh my god, that is perfect.
You won the threads. You won the internet that night.
I like Jasmine. I had one. I think it's the Heaven's Gate. Who were the people that were?
Sneakers
or something.
Heaven's Gate with the Nike shoes, and they were dead under black cloth and bunk beds.
There was that one image that was like a body wrapped up in like a
That was mine.
Trash bag, and there's blood everywhere. It was like, oh my god, it's a murder scene. I didn't need to see that.
Wow, it got dark pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah. Always does.
All right, everybody. Well, that was a good spot to end. That's a high point. That's professional broadcasting at its finest, my friends.
That's good quality right there.
Well, thanks for listening to the Gabcast, everybody. If you guys would like to download the show, you guys can go to ufoship.com, and you can also download other fine podcasts such as Michael Van Dieven's Radio Trainwreck, NFL Football Fan Podcast, Spec Sheet, Gabcast, and Fret Files. Well, thanks to Jasmunda, Ponyboy Sunset, and I almost said your real name there, B-Dub.
Oh, you bastard.
And B-Dub. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you all next time. Good night.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Now get lost.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
In the beat of an hour.
Is that right? You put it on the clicker. Something like that. I don't know. I just invented my own site. Whatever.